With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A ban on TikTok in the U.S. cleared to take effect on Sunday. The Supreme Court has upheld a federal law banning the Chinese-owned video sharing app that has roughly 170 million American users. It means TikTok will go dark Sunday unless the app is sold, and a sale does not appear to be in the cards. National security concerns prompted approval of the TikTok ban. President-elect Trump had called on the high court to keep the ban on hold until after he takes office next week, but instead the court unanimously upheld the federal law, which TikTok owner ByteDance had challenged on free speech grounds. President-elect Trump has spoken with Chinese leader Xi Jinping ahead of Mr. Trump's inauguration.
Trump confirmed on social media that he had spoken with Xi and said the call was a very good one for both China and the USA. He said they talked about trade, fentanyl, and TikTok, among other things. The incoming president predicted that the two leaders will solve many problems together, starting immediately. Earlier this week, Senator Marco Rubio, who's Trump's choice to be Secretary of State, described China as America's biggest threat. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, that proposed Israel-Hamas ceasefire hostage release deal is now in the hands of Israel's cabinet. Earlier, Israel's security cabinet gave its blessing to the pact. If the full cabinet follows suit, the first captives are to be released by Hamas on Sunday, and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners also will be set free by Israel over the life of that agreement. In another sign of the strengthening ties between Moscow and Tehran, the presidents of Russia and Iran have been meeting at the Kremlin. On Wall Street this morning, stocks trading sharply higher. The Dow is up 378 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 287. This is SRN News. The IRS may take a look at Planned Parenthood.
40 Days for Life has filed a complaint with the tax collection agency pointing out that a Planned Parenthood office in Florida actually provided workspace for Kamala Harris campaign offices in violation of the abortion business's tax-exempt status. The pro-life group has attached photos of Harris campaign staff working inside what appears to be the Sarasota Planned Parenthood facility. No word yet on whether the IRS will be taking up the complaint. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for the state of Florida have told a federal appeals court that a lower court judge was wrong to block a law that bans the use of drugs to help children live as the opposite sex. Attorneys presented oral arguments before the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Miami. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is already reviewing a similar ban in Tennessee. Florida's law, which was reinstated temporarily by an appeals court panel, prohibits anyone under 18 from being prescribed puberty-blocking drugs. SRN News. A legal challenge to a drug that's widely used in abortions.
A federal judge in Texas is allowing three other states to pursue a challenge seeking to restrict access to the abortion pill mifepristone nationwide. The states of Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri can now move ahead with their efforts in U.S. District Court in Amarillo, Texas, where a nominee of former President Trump is the only judge. The states want the courts to prohibit telehealth prescriptions of the pill and to limit its use to the first 7 weeks of pregnancy. Keith Peters reporting.
SpaceX lost its Starship rocket during its latest test flight. It broke apart. SpaceX referring to it as a rapid, unscheduled disassembly. However, the craft's booster was captured by a giant mechanic alarm upon its return to Earth. A SpaceX spokesman says it was great to see a booster come down, but we are obviously bummed out about the ship. More details, SRNNews.com.